so hard to say. I said it's gone, it's through. We gave and we grew. Let go that stone inside your head.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and your soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. Today's guest is Gary Wimmer. He is a psychic, and he's going to be talking to you about lithomancy, and we're going to find out just what lithomancy is. And he's also, I believe, going to be doing some live readings on the air. But before we do that, I just want to read you this public service announcement. Internet service providers want to limit what you can access on the internet. In May, SaveOurNet.ca led a successful campaign pushing net neutrality to the top of the Liberal Party website. Now both the NDP and the Liberals have official policies supporting net neutrality. Even the CRTC has recently issued new rules intending to prevent the actions of some internet service providers from limiting certain types of traffic and content on the web. So to tell the government that net neutrality is a vital part of our democratic society, and for more information, visit SaveOurNet.ca. This message is brought to you by SaveOurNet.ca and CITR 101.9 FM. And of course, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And before we bring our guest up, I think you should know that we are going to be giving away tickets to see David Wolfe August 19th at Unity of Vancouver. He is coming to Unity of Vancouver. That's on Oak Street on August 19th. So we have a pair of free tickets to give away today. So listen for that. Probably somewhere towards the end of the hour, I will be giving out the cue to call for that. So keep listening. And hi, Gary. How's it going?
Good, Marie. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic, thanks. Thanks for being with us today.
Pardon me?
Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. My honor. I'm honored. Thank you very much for having me.
So, Gary, tell us exactly what is lithomancy?
Well, it's an ancient art. I'm writing a book on it now because there's nothing on it, which I discovered about 10 years ago. A lot of different systems through the ages. The one that I learned from a psychic lady about 30 years ago. It involves 16 stones, 10 planet stones, sun through Pluto, and 6 stones that have to do with personal aspects of life and love and place and so forth. And the reader, if I do it over the phone, I drop them into a circle. If I do them in person, the subject drops them into a circle. And the circle's about a foot in diameter. It's basically a little thin piece of leather. And I read the patterns like sections of a clock from 12 to 1, 1 to 2, each hour period representing a week. Reading it around like a clock gives a 12-week or 3-month overview of what's going on in someone's life. and oftentimes longer if stones land outside the circle. So in a nutshell, it's 16 stones and interpreting the pattern that they form when dropped or tossed into a circle. Does that give you a basic idea of it?
Yeah, it does. And you gave me a sample reading a couple months back. But I'm curious, over the phone today on the air, what kind of, obviously you're not going to be able to give someone a full reading on the show, what kind of topics or issues can you address in just a brief reading?
Well, I do a lot of short readings, whether on radio shows or sometimes at festivals. There's a couple festivals I work at that are, I give like 5 or 6 minute readings. Usually on there, I'll give about 3 to 4 minute readings. And the way it works is basically I will charge the stones up. I will say I'm ready, and then have whoever the caller is say drop when they feel it's appropriate. And then I'll give about 3 or 4 minutes over the next couple months, because I realize with a time limitation, can't get into much detail. But it will center on several very important issues. I'll just kind of highlight those. It's about all I can do in 3 to 4 minutes, but it's still very valid. There's still a lot of information that comes out, even in a very short reading.
So, Gary, people aren't asking you specific questions. You're just giving them, you throw the stones and you say, okay, this is kind of the themes I see happening in your life over the next couple months?
Right. When I use lithomancy, I don't ask any questions. When I use cards, I use a regular deck of playing cards. I ask very specific questions. So there's kind of two extremes. Lithomancy lays out in general what's happening over the next 3 months with no questions. Specific questions, I use a deck of cards. And a very haphazard and system of mine, it's kind of I cut the deck repeatedly. I say haphazard's rather laughing because it's spontaneous. In other words, I don't have a particular system other than cutting a deck of cards several times. And like any psychic art or phenomena or divinatory art, if you find a system that works, it works. You know, just use it.
So now you have been a psychic for over 35 years, correct?
Correct. In the late 60s, I started reading, mid-late 60s, I started reading a lot about Casey and Ruth Montgomery, Madame Blavatsky, a lot of other psychics. Curious about religion and, you know, why things happen, why they, you know, where is truth and justice and fairness in the American way and all that sort of thing, you know, or whatever. But in the process, I learned a lot about psychic ability and started giving readings back in the early 70s. And in 1980, I learned lithomancy, and since then, it's been my main tool because I like how it lays a lot of information out about a lot of different things and how they interrelate. It's one of the few arts that I know that does this, and I get pretty good feedback on it. I am good at it, but it's also the system. It's a very interesting system, and I was telling you earlier, I'm writing a book on it. I hope to get it out in publication within the next month or so. I'm working on you know, final edit and some cover design.
Nice. Are you self-publishing or do you have a publisher?
No, I'll probably self-publish. I don't have the patience to wait for a year for a publisher to pick it up, so I'm going to put it out on my own. And it's quicker. I can do it within a process of a week. And so maybe another publisher will pick it up, but I've submitted to publishers, and for some strange reason, the publishers I would think would be most interested are reluctant because there's nothing written on it, which is exactly my point. On lithomancy, it may be a good project to look into.
Yeah, they only want to publish a book if there's 10 others just like it.
Right. I mean, how many books on astrology or palmistry are there, you know? That's the system, so I'm just determined to self-publish it myself to get it out there. I have a lot of people who want to see it, read it, and learn this art, and it's a very fascinating art. So I'm taking it upon myself to just the quickest way I can get it to the public.
All right. Well, if you have access to the internet, you can find Gary Wimmer's site at garywimmer.com. That's WIMMER.com. And, yeah, there's a little diagram of what he does with the stones. And I'm going to put the number out there if you want to get... Are you ready to do a reading for someone, Gary?
Sure, if someone's ready to call in, I'm ready to go.
All right, cool. So if you want to get a reading live on the air, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If I'm chit-chatting on the air, I'm just going to push the button and put you on hold, so I'm not ignoring you. Anyway, maybe we should start. Should we do a reading for me so people can kind of get a feel for what's happening?
If you feel like it, Marie.
Sure, why not? You're not going to give away any of my deep, dark secrets on the air, are you?
Way all of them, darling.
I don't have any secrets. I talk about everything in my life on this show. I talk too much about myself, I think.
As you were saying about the free internet, information is good. You know, information is good. People can know more about themselves and so forth and about society. And I'm one of those who believes the more information you have, the more equipped you are to deal with life and its uncertainties and make good decisions. So, yeah, I'll be glad to do a short reading for you. You know the process. I'm charging the stones up, and in just a moment I will say I'm ready, and you just say drop, Maria, and I'll give you a short three-minute reading or so your listeners can hear what the process is, okay?
All right, sounds good to me. And again, as he's charging up these stones, the number to call if you want to get on hold to wait for your little reading on the air, 604-822-2487. And, of course, Gary does these readings in much more detail and depth if you get a personal reading with him. And if you want to check that out, his website is garywimmer.com.
All right, Marie, I think they're charged up. They seem to have your name on them now. So anytime you feel like saying drop.
All right, now.
Okay. Interesting enough, you have a lot of good feelings about love and communication coming in. Fresh starts you're just now making based on fresh starts in the past are prompting you to move in this direction in spite of a lot of upsets you've had. And some things in the first couple weeks you're going to be working out as far as getting rid of some frustrations and so forth. Some having to do with love, some having to do with environment. And again, I'm going kind of fast here. There's a lot of luck for you in both in communication, which is not only your show and your work, but also your communication, like with yourself, about how you're moving forward, about how you feel, about things about love. And by the second and the third week with the moon, it shows a very strong sense of emotional empowerment coming out of this first couple weeks, even though there's some obstacles you're working through. By the fourth and fifth week here, with a new set of commitments, not only with your business, but also with yourself, whatever relationship you either want in the future or are working on. Now, during this whole process, the life stone and Uranus are in the center, so there's a lot of fast changes going on with you. They're not only helping you get over these first couple weeks of problem solving in a lot of areas, they're also giving you a lot of creative means of expansion, both business-wise, commercially, interest-wise, and so forth. And by the sixth and seventh week, because of the strength of the moon, because of coming to conclusion on a couple situations in the first couple weeks, and by a new set of commitments and responsibilities that you're able to take on and feel very empowered with in the third to the sixth week, by the seventh week, you have a lot of balance in your emotions, in your life, and in your idea about relationships toward men in the future. By the ninth to the tenth week here, because of a lot of these changes that are going on, it's giving you a lot more responsibilities, both at home and in work. But the luck stone is right there in the middle, so it's not only giving you responsibilities that are going to be rewarding, it's also setting you up with Neptune as far as new ideas in the future, where you want to take your business, your life, your responsibilities, maybe even how you feel about place and maybe considering changing place or updating it or something. Beyond this three-month period with both the Sun and the Mars stone, it's showing that relationships with men are getting worked out to some degree through this period and certainly beyond that, where you have a lot more strength and empowerment and conviction and certainty and groundedness in both business and personal things. Now, that's kind of what I'm seeing in a short couple minutes. Does that make sense to you, Marie?
Yeah, that's a ton of information. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the podcast of this show, I think, to really absorb all of it. If you want to get on the air and get a reading, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. So, Gary, that's a ton of information, and you're just looking at these little colored rocks. So how are you getting this information?
Well, it's a very intuitive art. It has to do with how the stones are touching, laying close to each other, how they point, the angles. So I look at all sorts of signs. In my book, I explain the visual process I go through, which I don't think about anymore, but it helps you see how sections of the pattern and how different stones connect to each other. For example, there's a Neptune, Luck, Saturn, and Play Stone all about 10 to 11 o'clock. The fact that Neptune is right next to Luck, is right next to Saturn, that's showing that there's a lot of, I suppose there's a lot of ways you could interpret that, but when I see it in this particular reading right now for you, I feel like it's very fortunate circumstances because of Luck. It's sitting next to Saturn, very close, so it's showing luck in organization and being able to do things, get them done, and so forth. And with Neptune close by, it also shows new dreams, new hopes, new aspirations, and a new level of clarity as opposed to disillusionment and so forth. So with Luck right in the middle of these two stones, for example, I'm seeing how this is helping you with business and with new visions about business and with organization. And because the Play Stone is near it, I see it also affects your attitude about place. So that's in general sort of how I look at it. It's the way the stones touch, point, incline toward each other, whether they lay on the circle, under the circle, outside the circle, whether they're in tight clusters, which mean a lot of energy working at a particular time, or whether they're scattered out. So there's my book pretty well explains a lot of different ways to look at it. It is intuitive, but I do look at the visual pattern to get the intuitive trigger. The pattern triggers what is behind the stones. And, of course, if I spend 20, 30 minutes on a pattern, it's a lot more than if I spent 2 minutes and 56 seconds, whatever I spent on yours, you know. So that's basically how I do it.
Well,
it's by looking at the pattern and letting it talk to me.
There's actually, yesterday, I host another show online on Thursday mornings, and I was talking about today's show yesterday on Illuminating Souls Radio, and there was actually someone in the chat room online listening to the show, and she had had a reading with you and said it was really accurate, and she really enjoyed it. So I just wanted to pass that information on to you. I'm not sure who it was, because there were a bunch of people talking in the chat room, and I was multitasking, but it was definitely someone, and it was you that she'd had a reading with.
Well, I'm always honored. I take it serious. I want to do my best. I want to give people insights. I want to make sure they're satisfied, because as a consumer and just as a human being, you know, if I pay for a service, I want it to be good and valid, and I put my heart, my mind, my spirit into it, because I really want to help people see things and evolve, just like I want the universe to help me and help me evolve. So it's sort of the golden rule put into place.
Wonderful. Well, Gary, it's time to take a break. So we are speaking with Gary Wimmer. You can find him at GaryWimmer.com. He is a psychic, and he is doing today, he's talking about lithomancy, and he's doing readings. You may have just heard that reading he did for me. If you would like to get on the air and have a live mini reading, or you have a question about lithomancy, give us a call right now during the break. We've got an open switchboard, 604-822-2487. If you want to get on the air for your reading, do it now as I'm playing this next ad, 604-822-2487.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support Out on Screen and the 22nd Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. It's Vancouver's second largest film festival, and every year the Queer Film Fest brings the very best in queer independent cinema from around the world to Vancouver. On top of all the great films, the festival also hosts performances, workshops, panel discussions and parties. Be sure to check out CITR's sponsored screening of Riot Act, Flaunting Gender Deviance in Music Performance, on Tuesday, August 17th at 9:30 at Cinema Tinseltown. Don't miss the Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. For more information, go to citr.ca or queerfilmfest.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Speaking about queer issues, there was, a couple days ago? that Prop 8 got overturned. It was found unconstitutional by a judge in California. So hooray for that. And if you didn't know what Prop 8 is, I believe it's they were trying to say that you can't get married in California if you're gay. If same-sex couples can't get married. And so that's been overturned. So I'm not exactly sure, are they allowed to get married now, or is it still in the works? I know you can up here in Canada. So hooray, everyone who wants to get married, come on up to the Great White North. So we are speaking with Gary Wimmer today. He is a psychic and he's doing live lithomancy readings on the air right now. If you would like a reading, the number to call is 604-822-2487. It looks like people are a little bit shy this morning, or maybe you're still trying to wake up. You haven't had your coffee yet. But Gary, I'm curious, do you do readings just specifically for people, or can you do a reading for like a community of people, or?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know the limitations. When I first learned this 30 years ago, I'll give you an example. I went out to California to visit my brother and did some readings for some of his friends, and then did one for him. And then a couple hours later, he said he wanted another reading. I said, well, I've already done one for you. He said, it's not for me, it's for something else. And I said, what? And he said, well, just do it. And I thought, okay, why not try it? And I did the reading, and it turned out it was a screenplay he was working on. It had to do with all the characters in the screenplay. And I read the pattern just intuitively, and he was going, yeah, yeah, yeah. So at that point, I realized, just like the psychic lady who taught me said, you can use it for a lot of different things, different adaptations. So, yeah, I've done readings like for you, but about Joe Smith or someone else. I've done readings for business plans. I've done readings for all sorts of things. I've done it for currency markets, for stocks. I don't particularly want to use it for that type of thing, currency and stocks and so forth, because people make investments on it, and I don't want to be the right or wrong. For example, I'm able to pick a lot of the football games. Last year, my roommate was amazed because I picked 9 out of 9 with the correct scores. He wants me to gamble on it. I don't want to do that. You know, because sure enough, the chance will be wrong, and he'll lose his money on it. You know,
and then he'll blame you.
Yeah, right. So even though it's a very empowering art, very powerful art, I don't know the limitations of it yet. I'm willing to experiment because I believe psychic phenomena, it can cover a lot of things. And if you're not supposed to know some information, or can't handle it, or it's not going to do you good, you probably won't get it. And if it's empowering and good and going to help things move forward some way or another, you probably will get it. I don't exactly know how the information is regulated, but there seems to be, as you know, there seems to be some sort of regulatory system that allows information that people can handle and deal with at that point in their life. And later you discover other things that you may have not been able to deal with or handle 10 years earlier, 5 years earlier. So, yeah. There's a lot of different ways to use it, a lot of different things I can do with it, but I do have sort of a bound where I don't want to do it just for people for money. You know, see what I'm saying? There's someone's trying to book me in Las Vegas, and I told them, tell the casinos there I'll give readings, but I will not address gambling issues. You know, I don't want to compete against the casino or have that as part of it. Yes, it can be used for a lot of different systems, for a lot of different reasons, to explore a lot of different possibilities. But basically, if I'm doing it for you and we want to dedicate the pattern to represent, say, a business plan or your mother or something going on with a time that you need to make it, rather than 3 months, maybe make it 12 days or something like that. All sorts of adaptations. I don't know the limit of them.
So I was just talking about Prop 8 in California, and I don't know your personal views about same-sex marriage. I don't even know if it's appropriate to ask you that, considering we're not really talking about that topic. But can we do a reading on that? Because that now people are trying to appeal that decision, and I'm curious how you think that might play out over the next few months.
Well, we'll do a 3-month reading on Prop 8. And I'll do the best I can to use these stones for what they mean to represent that. Yeah, but I'm 100%, you know, I'm not. People love each other, get married, have the same rights. This fear, this ignorant fear of what goes on between two adults and their sex and love life is going to affect my marriage or my relationship is absurd. It is, you know.
Now,
come on, adults, let people live and live the way they are. It's not affecting your sexuality, your wife, or your kids, you know.
And so, Gary.
Pardon me.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I'm curious because obviously you have an opinion on this topic. Do you find that your personal opinions and biases affect the reading?
No, I pretty well take it out. That's my personal feeling that it's just, let's grow up. You know, quit being afraid of someone else's sexuality. That won't, when I read the pattern, I pretty well read it what it tells me, not what I want to see in it. Because where's that at? You know? So what I'm going to do, because we're on actual Prop 8, I'm going to put in another stone for Prop 8 to specifically mean that in its effect. And we'll see how that one comes out. So I'm using 17 stones. And I have no idea what this will reveal, but we'll give it a shot, okay?
All right, let's see what happens.
Okay. Same thing, just means Prop 8 over the next 3 months. I will charge them up in just a moment. I don't want you to say drop for the procedure, and we'll go there. And this hopefully will cover Prop 8 or give some insight, okay?
All right, let's do it. Drop them.
Okay, did right then. Wow. The stones, first thing I noticed, they pushed the circle out, so they bent the environment. And because Neptune, Mars, and Libra, Venus are all at the top, having to do with male, female, and relationships, and Neptune about how you see things spiritually and so forth. Those three stones bent the environment. So it's showing me that a lot of people are both bent out of shape, and it's affecting a lot of people's environment. It's causing this sort of upheaval in some sort of way as far as people not being satisfied on both sides. So in the first couple weeks, Mercury comes into play. So there's a lot of communication going on, obviously within the media, the legislature, and so forth. In the very center of the reading is both Uranus and Jupiter, and they're very close to the Love Stone and the Moon. So that's showing that there's a lot of very explosive energy about this whole situation, and because Jupiter's next to it, this explosive information is leading to new attitudes about love. Now, yes, there's contradictions there because the way I can see the love planet, it's pointing up to the first three stones, which are Mars, Venus, and Neptune, and it's also pointing toward Mercury, which is a communication stone. And with the moon right behind it, showing a lot of fluctuating emotions. In other words, some people are getting more enlightened by this, and some people are getting more determined in their fact that it's wrong and we should not have gay marriage, blah, blah, blah. So from the second and third week on through about the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, there's a lot of confusion, turmoil, a lot of good opportunities for both people to explore their issues, to state their positions. And it seems like in about 8 or 9 weeks, this is either readdressed or redealt with in either the courts or the legislature. I'm not sure which, but it has a lot of effect on there's some decisions about place that are going on in about the eighth week that are a result of all this lining up of the, siding with your side, as well as some people changing their views. So it has had an effect on people changing their views, probably a little bit more to the acceptance side than the fear side. And the reason I say that, because it feels like an expansion toward a brighter concept of love and a broader concept of love, which would include, you know, letting other people figure out how they feel about love. During the 9th to the 12th week here is when I feel like legislation or a court case is coming about. Paperwork seems like it's being filed. Everybody's lining up their sides. And I think beyond this three-month period is when the issue will actually be dissolved, because the stone I put in for the actual issue itself is laying outside the circle. So sometime beyond this 3 months is when it'll probably get to the Supreme Court or go to the next level of court. Now, this is also outside the circle is the Magic Stone, Luck Stone, and Pluto. So it's showing that there's really a lot of mixed energy involved in here, both from the veil being taken off and people getting more and more belligerent. But through this process, because the Life Stone and the Sun Stone are also outside, this is a very educational time for people to break through some of their barriers and their misconceptions on both sides. And I say on both sides because even though the side that supports gay marriage needs to be a little bit more aware of not necessarily tolerant. They need to kind of understand the fears of other people in order to break through those fears. It doesn't mean you join their camp, but it means you have more compassion and more understanding, and that's especially where communication is very important. But the main thing I noticed at the very top with Mars, Venus, and Neptune is people's fear about how it's breaking up the male-female relationship, as well as people's attitude about that's okay, whether it's male or female, people should be able to live and feel and do what they want. So that's really affected a lot of people recently because it bent the circle. So it's affecting everybody in their environment, a lot of people in their environment, how they feel about things. But the resolution is going to be beyond this three-month period when I think it ends up in the court. And I'm not getting a clear affirmation of which way that will go because there's a lot of compilation of information that will sway it one way or another, that both sides are getting together. So I'm not getting a clear decision about how that's going to work out. It seems like it's almost it's a matter of timing in some way, almost like a matter of the mood at the moment, as well as the paperwork and precedents that are presented. That's in general what I'm seeing about the issue.
So, Gary, it sounds like you're saying that it sounds like this is going to be still an ongoing debate, but that you're seeing that both sides are kind of softening their anger and their inability to see the point of view of the other party and are kind of taking, I mean, they still have their opinion, but they're taking other people's views and feelings more into account.
Some of them are. A lot of them are going to stay just and get more rigid. But there's like, say, of maybe 10% on both sides that are seeing a little more flexibility and a little more way of maybe educating each other or working with each other, that sort of thing, rather than being antagonists, you know, using using higher principles of understanding and spirituality and so forth to approach this rather than just anger or frustration or you got your rights, I should get mine. So there's a lot of passions being evoked on both sides. But, yes, there's a small percentage of both groups that are being affected in terms of broadening their scope. Unfortunately, it's not everybody because there's a lot of people that are getting even holding stronger to their position. But the very fact that there's these feuding sides implies that we're both learning, that we're all learning to some degree tolerance and to look through our own lack of tolerance. And that's a process that's very healthy in spite of the fact that people have very strong fixed feelings on it in both camps. But yeah, I do see the final resolution does seem to like it's going to end up in a Supreme Court. And how it's going to work out, I don't know. It really depends on how both sides arm their argument. And to some degree, the mood of the day when that comes into play. For some reason, it's such an emotional issue and so supercharged that, like, a conservative might go along with it and a liberal might not, or something like that. There's a lot of flexibility in that. But I'm not seeing exactly how it's working out in the long term, other than the fact it's going to have a great impact on people coming to terms with their own hypocrisy and lack of tolerance. So it's going to have that effect. It's already had that effect. But it's also expanding on that to where people, and sometimes it takes things to build up to a much more intense level than they were for people to actually go, you know what, am I going to fight or have peace, basically. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that in there.
Awesome. Well, it's definitely, it's a process. I mean, we've been dealing with the issue of gay rights for I don't even know how many decades. So, you know, I mean, it takes takes time to create real change. And
it does. And it is a process. And that's why I see a lot of things that are not written in stone. There's a lot of flexibility. There's a small percentage of people who are changing their views on both ways. And there's certainly a lot of underground, not highly in view right now, competition to arm your case on both sides. And that seems to be a very strong thing. That's probably why most people want to get very equipped before they go to the next level. So there may be some sort of delays, or, you know, one side may push to make the other push, and then the first side may try to get delay. There's a lot of tactics because they want to get favorable position, favorable timing, and favorable arguments on their behalf. Both sides do. But it's actually because of Uranus and Jupiter, this is really expanding our consciousness on a lot of levels. It's attempting to help us break through some of our barriers on both sides. It's had a profound effect on so many people. I very seldom see the stones actually move the circle and actually put a big dent in it, but they really did. Which is the first thing I know. It's affected a lot of people's views of their own home life, you know, which is sort of obvious and evident. But when it was confirmed by the fact that it bent the circle, meaning the environment, it just underscored to me, because I very seldom see that. Put a big point at the top at 12 o'clock, almost like an arrow.
Interesting. All right. Well, that is the lithomancy views and predictions for the next few months on the Prop 8 same-sex marriage debate in California. So we are speaking with Gary Wimmer. He is a psychic, and he is also writing a book called Lithomancy, or about lithomancy, and he's doing live readings as well. So what lithomancy is, he has a number of stones that represent different planets and different timelines, and he's throwing the stones kind of like rune stones, but this predates runes, I'm told. So if you would like to get a live mini reading on the air, don't be shy. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. We'll be back with more synchronicity in a flash.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with us today. And today's guest is Gary Wimmer. He is a psychic, and he's talking to us today about the topic of lithomancy. He's doing live mini readings, and it looks like we have a caller on the air who wants a reading. Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi, so you're wanting a mini reading. Gary, I'll let you take it away.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Hi, Gary, my name's Mike.
Mike, I got a brother named Mike. Oh, good to hear from you. I don't know if you heard the instructions, but real quickly, I'm going to charge these stones up, which I'm doing now. In just a moment, I will say I'm ready. You say drop anytime you feel it's appropriate after you hear me say I'm ready, okay?
Okay.
And then I'll just give you the next 3 months in probably 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, something like that. Okay, Mike?
Great.
Give me just a moment here. Okay, Mike, I'm ready. Anytime you feel like saying drop.
Okay. Drop.
All right. The first thing I noticed is you have a lot of luck coming to you right now, even though there's a lot of changes, and in the midst of these changes you have all these responsibilities with place and relationships and so forth, but because of a lot of things that have changed recently and turned around for you in the past, and because of some things that you've had misconceptions about, you're taking a new fresh start to find empowerment within yourself, within your life, with the magic stone pointing right up to 12 o'clock. So there's a a whole new process of new beginnings and so forth. Hmm. Now, there's a lot of changes in both business and that have also affect place and relationship. And by the second and third week, it feels like you're getting both these things worked out, whether they're with wife or daughters or sisters, female type things, relationships, as well as business. So even though there's changes, and you're getting a fresh start, by the third and fourth week, it feels like you really balance things out. Then you have a sense of responsibility and activity that you have to deal with that it feels like it's either putting you beyond your environment or traveling or sending someone traveling or representing you in some way, some activity going beyond your environment. Between the that's about the fourth and fifth week here. Now, between the fourth and the sixth week here, there's a lot of things that you're going through that have to do with finding the answers to sort of things from the past that you've been bothered by, that are haunting, that need to be healed, whether they're with business or relationships. And in that process from the fourth to the sixth week, after you get things organized and you feel this new sense of balance, a new sense of fortune happening to you, you're able to address some of those issues that have been kind of delayed, that you've been kind of putting on hold, that keep resurfacing, that need to be addressed. And by the sixth week, you have a much more powerful sense of communication, of confidence. Your skills of being a good intermediary and working things out and promoting yourself, all sorts of Mercury energy by the sixth week, which are giving you a lot of strength, again, to go beyond your environment. Right. Now, during the seventh and eighth week, you're still working on a lot of these issues with place, relationships, and business, but by the ninth week, there's a very strong feeling of love back in your life as some of it is personal, some of it's relationship, but a lot of it is just like feeling you've cured, come over some of these bridges from the past, especially from the third to the sixth week, the fact that you've taken a new start, made a new series of commitments to yourself and principles and what you have to make happen, they're coming into play. So by the ninth to the 12th week is when you really feel empowered and rewarded for having stepped up to the plate fearlessly, moved forward with conviction, with new starts, and with new freshness. By the end of this three-month period, a lot of the things that feel very nebulous, uncertain, get cleared out. You get a better vision of the future, both for finances, for yourself, and as far as emotions, relationships, and so forth. So you're starting with a fresh phase of empowerment here, even though there's been a lot of change. But as you adapt that change into methods and systems and organization over the next couple weeks to do with both place and relationships, you're going to find yourself a lot more empowered, a lot more able to cure things from the past, and a lot more able to move toward future dreams rather than trying to patch up ones from the past that haven't quite worked out. Beyond this three-month period, again, a lot of both expansion financially, purpose-wise, direction in life, and a lot of growth emotionally and much more happiness emotionally. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it does. I'm actually taking a trip within the next 3 to 4 weeks back east. So,
yeah, well, maybe that's good for you. Yeah, that is, because it seems like that's a lot of organizations coming after that. You have to really line things up.
That's great. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, you too. Have a good day, Michael.
You too.
I hope that helped you.
Interesting. So, yes, is Gary, is this someone else? CITR.
Hello?
Hi, are you calling for a reading?
Totally.
Okay, cool. Just sit tight and we'll be with you in just a second.
Okay.
Okay. If you get disconnected, call back.
Okay.
Okay, so Gary, just before we head into that next call, I am going to take a break, but I just wanted to ask you, because you mentioned that there's going to be some more organization in this last caller's life after this trip, and so is that because when you take a trip, it takes you out of your environment and changes your perspective?
To some degree, I think it's in his case, and I'm not looking at the stones anymore, I've picked them up, but it seems like, as I remembered, where Saturn was and so forth, it seemed like the first couple weeks were recognizing where he needs to get organized and so forth, and whether it's the trip or not, organization comes in much more in the third or fourth week when he knows the plans, knows the criteria, knows what needs to be changed and tweaked and so forth. Again, in a short reading, I don't have much time to go in depth with that, but as I think of where the pattern was, that's what I felt at that time.
Okay,
does
great.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah, it does. And so we have a caller waiting on the line, so it's time for a break, and when we get back, we'll have Gary Wimmer do this next caller's reading. So we'll be back with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul very soon.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present music from the Enchanted Evenings concert series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver. On Friday, August 6th, CITR will be broadcasting a live performance by Silk Road Music from 7:30 till 9 p.m. Juno-nominated Silk Road Music blends classical Chinese music with modern rhythms. You can also tune in Mondays, 4 to 5 p.m., to hear performances recorded live at the Enchanted Evenings concert series. On Monday, July 26th, we'll feature music from multi-percussionist Ocean of Sound. On August 2nd, we'll have music from the Vancouver Piano Ensemble. And lastly, on August 9th, you'll hear a rebroadcast of Silk Road Music. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM or head along to see these performances for yourself at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in downtown Vancouver. For more information, go to citr.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So that ad was for Enchanted Evenings at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden. If you haven't been there, it's down in Chinatown, and it's a really beautiful little oasis in the middle of the city. It's just gorgeous, so definitely worth a visit and great for tourists if you're visiting Vancouver. So we are speaking with Gary Wimmer. He is a psychic and he's doing live lithomancy readings today. You can find him online at www.garywimmer.com, and we have a caller on the line waiting patiently for a reading. So hi, Gary.
Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hi. And the caller, hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. All right. So, Gary, take it away.
Okay. What's your name, Mr. Caller?
My name is Joe.
Okay, Joe. I'll tell you what. I'm charging these stones up in just a moment. I will say I'm ready. Anytime you, when you hear me say I'm ready, anytime you feel it's appropriate, all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop the stones and I'll read the pattern, okay?
Okay.
Give me just a moment to tune into you, Joe. And anytime you want to say drop, I'm ready.
And drop.
Okay. You have Uranus and Pluto right in the middle of the reading, excuse me, right in the center. So that's showing that there's a lot of both changes, intensity, and things coming to the surface that you're going to that you're working on to cure, to heal. Interesting enough, you have the magic stone right at the top like the previous caller did. So this is a very good time for you to start this process. Especially when it has to do with relationships and organization, getting things worked out. You've got the luck stone pointing toward the sun, so you have a lot of luck coming in this process, and you have a lot of good things from the past that you've already done with both jobs and business and to some degree personal introspection that are helping you. So during the first week and a half to two here, as you make use of this sort of strange, unpredictable, uncertain energy you have, you're also going to recognize it's heightening your intuition. It's heightening your sense of resolve. It's helping you come to terms with things, establish new principles, especially where it relies on organization, balance, and relationships and female influence and things like that. During the second and third week, into the second week, especially, you have Neptune on the environment, so that's showing there's a lot of things getting cleared up about the environment, even though there's still a lot of issues that have to, be clarified. There's also a lot of inspiration for you coming in the second week about how your environment, how you're going to employ these new tactics for balance and organization and healing all sort of at once, because you've got a lot of luck going through this process. So with Neptune into the second and third week here, it's showing you new aspirations, new hopes, new ways of not only organization, but satisfaction, promoting yourself, your business, and what you want in the future. And by the third and fourth week here, with the Life Stone coming into play, a lot of the very things that are sort of uncertain, nebulous, confusing, pulling you in opposite directions right now, you're getting those more unified by the third and fourth week, where you have a strong sense of like where you're going to go in the future with the Life Stone, a new phase beginning. That affects you into the fifth and sixth week as far as place, as far as emotions, as far as relationships. Whether are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay, it feels like there's a lot of energy toward the female side. Whether you feel close to, whether it's a mother or a friend or sister or that sort of thing. There's a lot of female energy coming in. A little bit at the start now, but also during the fourth to the sixth, seventh week here, about how you feel about place. That's giving you a good sense of empowerment by the eighth and ninth week about how to, take control of things. Not only with your place, but as far as putting out the consistently positive emotions and so forth. That affects your business. It affects how you communicate with other people. And it affects, by the ninth and tenth week, how you feel about love. So there's a lot of transition about feelings about love and emotions buried within the reorganization and the new starts you're taking. By the end of this three-month period, with both got the Luck Stone, you got commitments, you got Sun, you got Jupiter, you got the Timing Stone. So you're going to come out of this three-month period with not only a whole lot gained spiritually, intuitively, emotionally, but also with business, with practical things, with new starts. And all within the first couple weeks, as you do this reorganization and getting things in balance, even though you're faced with a lot of complications and inconsistencies and problems, the more you do that, the more you're going to benefit toward the end of this three-month period of gaining rather than feeling depleted or like you're having to spend too much work patching of a boat, too many holes in it, whatever. So keep your design a system for yourself in the first week, a set of templates and ideas that you believe in and can sustain you, and that will help you through this period. I know we're in a time rush. I hope that helps you.
No, totally it does. I kind of just got fired from a job and totally in a huge transition in my life, so that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I can see that your benefits from the past, things you know are going to lead you into a better promotion area, and especially within a couple weeks, you're going to be able to present yourself at a whole enlightened criteria. Doesn't mean don't start now. But just means as your internal strength builds up, you're going to see all the good things you can do rather than the fears that you face. And that's what's empowering.
Cool. Thanks so much, Gary.
You too. Have a good day, my man.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. And we just have a few minutes left in the show. Scotty's Scenic Drive is coming up in about 8 minutes. So if you do want to get a quick reading in, you better do it now. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Or if you're spelling it out alphabetically, 604-UBC-CITR. And that's us here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're speaking with Gary Wimmer, and you can find him online at garywimmer.com if you want to book a reading with him and find out more about lithomancy. He does have a book coming out shortly. He's going to be self-publishing it pretty soon here. Again, Gary Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R, and I will put a link up to that on my website, spiritualshow.com, a little later today. Oh, it looks like we have another call on the line. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Are you calling in for a reading?
Yes.
Okay, real quick. Are we ready, Gary?
Yeah, we are. Let me know on the time. Give me 30 seconds before I have to stop, Maria, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Mike.
Mike?
Another Mike.
Okay, Mike. Real quick, I'm rubbing the stones. In a moment, I'll say I'm ready. All you have to say is drop, okay?
Okay.
Charging them up. Give me just a second here. Anytime, I'm ready. Anytime
drop.
You want to say drop.
Drop.
Okay. It looks like there's a lot of love issues that you're having to take a new approach at. This is also, there's a lot of long-term issues, which I'll quickly discuss here. Boy, the magic stone keeps lining up the top. So as fresh starts for you would have to do with solidity, organization, getting things solid within your life, and probably within relationships too, because in the first and second week here, both the commitment stone and the moonstone show that there's a lot of things emotionally that are being worked out, being addressed, and so forth. During the third to the sixth week here, and again I'm going fast, there's a lot of the things that about the relationship, about emotions, about feeling off base, you're getting a clearer sense of, so you can like be fair to yourself, you know, lighten up on yourself, see the things that you can do very good, very creative, very empowering. From the sixth to the ninth week here, you have quite a lot of luck coming into play with because of the way you see things in the future, because the way you start reestablishing your connectedness with the universe, bringing in your own spiritual ability and so forth. And that's affecting you from the ninth to the 12th week here with place, with relationships, and with being able to go through a lot of the changes that you've felt and they're still feeling in order to get very grounded, a new sense of identity and so forth. Now, beyond this three-month period, you've got Jupiter, the Sun, Mars, the Life Stone, and Mercury. So there's a lot of very empowering things coming beyond this three-month period that have to do with financial gain, that have to do with you feeling like you're getting back connected with your life and your cause and so forth, to feeling like you can promote yourself into the next level of business and satisfaction. So what you're going through now with reestablishing a new base, a new sense of feeling, a new sense of principles, organization and so forth, that's setting the template for you to be able to feel like a lot of these complications with relationships and with balance and with business and so forth can be not only worked out, but fine-tuned, brought to a better level, and in the long run giving you a lot more creativity and a better view of your life than you may believe you're entitled to at this point in time. So keep your confidence and follow the principles that you're starting to feel. The new ideas about how you're going to regulate and organize your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck, man. Hey. That's the short and sweet, but I know we're running short on time.
Gary, we have a few minutes left. If you have more to say, that's fine.
The main thing I would say is where there's been a lot of frustration with Pluto near Venus, that's showing that there's a lot of changes and sort of hard feelings about both love, about partnerships and so forth. It's okay to let that play itself out, because that gives you the tools to develop this new mode of thinking and organization and empowerment that you're starting. So don't be afraid of the things that you feel. Use them to motivate yourself and move you into action to make progressive results, to make progressive steps, to bring it into practicality. So it's not just of the heart and the mind and the spirit, but it's actually of bringing you positive rewards. And especially in the first couple weeks, as you set a commitment within yourself of standing by these new principles of empowerment, of things being able to be worked out, of balance, of satisfaction, of happiness, of emotional contentment. As you set yourself up to that set of principles and set a commitment within yourself to keep yourself positively inspired, that's going to bring you the satisfaction and the tools toward that satisfaction and eventually higher empowerment, greater empowerment than you have right now. So again, Saturn at the very start is saying, start right now with the principles you know and that do work for you, and add to them rather than just consider you've got all the tools yet. Add to them and the tools become more powerful. The organization of your life becomes better. You become more emotionally, spiritually empowered. And there's also a big thing going on with you right now to connect with yourself spiritually. The very things that are with Pluto that are driving you, that you're fighting, they're also opening doors of psychic ability, intuition. Go with that. Let it work for you. It'll bring practical results now and in the future with money, with place, with satisfaction, with new goals, with new ways to promote yourself. That should cover up a few minutes, right, Marie?
Great. Well,
yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
You too, my man. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. So, again, that was Gary Wimmer. You can find him online at garywimmer.com. And it's time to wrap up the show now, Gary. So I'm just wondering if there's anything that you'd like to close with.
Oh, not much other than to encourage all your listeners at all times to use their psychic abilities, to trust themselves that they can learn to read signs, and that God and the universe are on their side. It's a time of a lot of frustration and anxiety, so it also means a time to be more creative and inventive and inspired. That makes us, that tunes us into what's actually happening, the transition into the Aquarian Age, where we're becoming more enlightened, more psychic, more positive, more experimental, and getting over all our clumsiness from the last 3,000 years or 2,000 years.
All right, Gary. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show, and thank you to everyone who called in. And there was another caller who wanted to have a reading. You got to call in earlier, guys, if you want to get readings. We were waiting all hours. So thank you for calling in, though, and sorry there wasn't enough time. Thanks again, Gary.
You too. Have a good day, Marie.
You
thank
too.
You.
Take care. So again, that was Gary Wimmer. He is a psychic and an author and doing lots of bunch of different stuff. And you can find out all about him and lithomancy at his website, garywimmer.com. Thank you so much for listening. And next week, I'm going to be playing my Alana Miles interview. That'll be the first part of a two-part interview that I did with Alana on Namaste Radio. And if you do have internet access and you're interested in things like UFOs, time travel, quantum physics, that kind of stuff, on another show that I host called Namaste Radio, and you can find the link for that on my website, spiritualshow.com, I'm going to be speaking with a guy called David Sarita, and he is an actor and a filmmaker and a quantum physicist. And he is actually a regular on Coast to Coast AM. So if you ever listen to that show, he talks about, he's got wild theories about Roswell and UFOs and time travel and all of that stuff. Is going to be really interesting. Originally, it was going to be a one-hour interview, but after listening to some of his stuff on Coast to Coast AM, I extended it. It's going to be a three-hour show. So I will try to play some of that here on CITR 101.9 FM if I can, but I'm not going to probably be able to play all 3 hours of it. So if you want to catch that, it is Tuesday, August 10th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's 4 p.m. Eastern if you're listening online. And again, you can find the link to that on my website, spiritualshow.com. So thank you so much for being with us. Scotty's Scenic Drive is up next. And before I go, I know you're waiting for Scotty's Scenic Drive, but we do have a pair of tickets to give away to see David Wolfe August 19th at unityofvancouver.com or Unity of Vancouver. He is involved with the Longevity Now program, and he is into nutrition and health. And you can learn about how you can conquer candida, lower inflammation, restore bone health, create healthy joints, lose weight, and reverse aging with raw living foods, super herbs, and new healing technology. So if that's something you're interested in, then give us a call right now, 604-822-2487. We've just got one pair of those tickets to give away to see David Wolfe at Unity of Vancouver, August 19th. Thanks. Have a wonderful day. Be well. Bye-bye.